This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's not about a dollar amount. The dollar amount, as the president said, is zero. This bill will be paid for.
Do you think that money grows on trees?
This package, the reconciliation package, would cost $0.
It's paid for by asking the wealthiest of Americans, asking them to pay a few percentage points more.
This would be inflation on steroids, tax increases like we've never seen before in the history of our country. $5.5 trillion of new taxes and spending, much of it added straight to the deficit.
I am never going to financially recover from this.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It has become abundantly clear that the American people have completely lost confidence in your ability to do your job. General Milley, will you now resign?
I serve at the pleasure of the president, Mr. Jackson.
Right, so that's a firm no.
Trump swab. Hacks and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I love that Obama quote where he's saying we're only asking rich people to pay a few percentage points more. It's always just a few percentage points more, except when it comes to them, you know? Like, you know, dementia Joe Biden, who's, again, MIA today, he always talks about closing the loopholes and rich people paying their fair share, but yet he may owe $500,000 in back taxes that he didn't pay to for Medicare and Obamacare and Social Security by switching around how he took the money that he was getting as a legal graft after he left the vice president's office and made $13 million in that first year. And John Kerry, look at John Kerry. He's run all kinds of scams. He wanted to raise taxes on America, all Americans, when he ran for president. And yet he and his second wife's first husband's trust fund were putting all their money into municipal bond funds, which are tax-free. And then when,
so let's not get silly here.
And then when he lost the presidential election in 2004, His second wife's first husband's trust fund bought him a yacht, $7 million yacht, and he didn't want to have to pay excise tax on it in Massachusetts, his home state, the town of Nantucket. So he registered it in Rhode Island. And then, of course, there were the Clintons when they were not president, when he was governor of Arkansas and she was a partner in the Rose Law Firm. They were taking tax write-offs, their charitable deductions of used underwear in mildewed shower curtains. But they want you to pay the higher taxes. And when Rose Kennedy, this scion of the Kennedy family, died, her will was probated in Florida, which was much more advantageous for her offspring than if she had the will had been filed in Massachusetts, where she hadn't left, which she hadn't left in the last 12 years. But she was allowed to do that. And then when Jackie Kennedy Onassis died, her children, then alive, John and Caroline, they tried to file their inheritances as income, rather so that they would pay at the rate of then 35, 37, 39% rather than the 55% death tax rate. You know, I wonder if I'd like to see Barack Obama's tax records. I wonder if he follows what he claims to follow, or if he follows the Biden, the Clinton, and the Kennedy rules of tax avoidance. I don't blame anyone for avoiding taxes. I certainly try to avoid taxes. But, you know, I'm not telling you to pay higher taxes. I'm telling you fight back. Like, I plan to fight back. I've made my legal residence Florida. That's how I'm fighting back. God, I got to get the story, the column out of the Wall Street Journal about the raising of the cigarette taxes too. Again, they're screwing poor people. They come out and they say they're not going to tax anybody making under $400,000. And by the way, we're going to raise taxes on cigarettes. Okay. 844-500-4242. Howie, don't forget the clown that took the state car up to New Hampshire to buy booze. No, that wasn't I'm sure there have been people taking state cars up to New Hampshire to buy tax-free booze and tax-free smokes and no bottle deposit beer and soft drinks.
But can you even blame them at this point?
I blame them if they voted to raise taxes, like the rep from down in your neck of the woods. I know his name. You don't have to tell me. Mike Rodericks, the chairman of Ways and Means. He's one of Charlie Parker's favorite Democrats. Charlie Parker goes down to his time sometimes, like Jaisal Correa used to do before now that he won't be going to the Times for the next 5 or 6 years. This guy, Rodericks, he voted to put a sales tax on booze in Massachusetts, which is outrageous because there's an excise tax. So he voted to put a tax on a tax. And then after voting there, he jumped in his Senate car and drove up to the first state liquor store across the Massachusetts, New Hampshire state line, and didn't just buy a fifth or, you know, a couple of bottles of wine. He loaded up a giant bulge mobile trunk full of untaxed New Hampshire booze. What a jerk. He didn't know that people had cell phones and they recorded him. What a 844-500-4242. We've still got some gift cards left to Apex Entertainment in Marlboro, where Grace and I will be broadcasting live from tomorrow. 100,000 square feet of pure fun. They got all kinds of great amusements there. And right now, while supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card for just $25. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. And we also have a handful of cheap bastard deals left from yesterday. Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth. It's also good for the De Parma Italian Table, Yarmouth House in West Yarmouth as well, Scally's Ale House and Tap City Grill in Hyannis. We got a handful of those left. So go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. And you can get the Apex Entertainment or the Scally's Irish Ale House gift certificates. And we got other stuff as well. 844-500-4242. We didn't take many calls in the last hour, so let's take a couple of calls right here before we go on to our next topic. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I got a quick comment and then a mob question for you. Didn't they try to hang Petraeus, General Petraeus, for the same thing Milley did? I can't understand why Milley can put classified information in a book.
Well, Milley was Petraeus was giving it to his lover, his girlfriend, and he was apparently giving classified information to her. But you know, basically, I understand what you're saying. What is really the difference? I mean, he was just puffing himself up, and Petraeus was using classified documents to puff himself up with his girl, with his gal pal. So yeah, it was basically the same thing.
Now, my mob question, Howie. I grew up in Dedham, which was the suburban Charlestown in its day. And I'm about in my mid-60s, but you kept talking about the Maderanos, and you jogged something in my memory. Back when I was like 19 or so, I kept myself in shape, but there was a guy came around and said, hey, I need some guys to help move a desk. So about 8 of us, all healthy guys, strong, we moved this desk that supposedly was for one of the Maderanos into a house in Dedham. And I know that you talked about some special desk back then.
You're thinking of the Curley desk at City Hall. James Michael Curley's desk disappeared from City Hall, and there was talk that the then-Mayor Kevin White stole it and took it down to his house at Finney's Point in Bourne. And when I worked for Channel 7, we actually went down there and shot video into the window of every window that we could see looking for that desk, and we never found it. The desk is pretty much vanished, I guess. No, it's a different story. Thanks for the call, Joe. 603 says Petraeus's girlfriend was not guilty. Yeah, that's my recollection too. 603. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Hey, Howie.
The reason that we have generals like Milley and this other and these other clowns is because during the 8 years of Obama's administration, he got rid of about 160 generals, and the general that tried to get aid to Benghazi and was told to stand down, he got fired, and so this is what we were left with, and these are the kind of generals that Trump had, and of course Flynn, okay, a real pro-American general, they've.
Right, they tried to send him to jail. And look at this guy, this lieutenant colonel from the Marine, Schiller. He's actually in the brig at Camp Lejeune for saying, why isn't someone going to get fired or apologize or punished for what happened in Afghanistan? And so now they are punishing someone, the whistleblower, Arthur. I mean, how outrageous is this? You know, they ruined Flynn's life and bankrupted him, basically, but at least he's still a free man. This guy Schiller is behind bars for telling the truth about that the emperor has no clothes. It's outrageous, isn't it?
It is, but you know something. Every time we hear stories like this, and you hear more, and these are the ones that you do hear about, Howie. It's up to us as Americans, and we're running out of Americans real quickly. Believe me, we've got to go and fight for these guys. We've got to go and do something. Get them the best help that we can, because otherwise, there's no hope for America.
Yeah, I saw his lawyer. Yeah, I saw Schiller's lawyer last night on TV. He's a veteran himself, an Army veteran, and he seems like a really good guy. And this is the most outrageous thing I've seen in a very long time. I mean, it's one thing to just cashier him and say you got to retire, but I mean to throw him in jail. I mean, wow, we live in really Orwellian times. I mean, there's. You know, if he had, spoken up and said Donald Trump is Orange Man Bad in 2020 and Donald Trump had thrown him in, or Donald Trump's military had thrown him in jail. I mean, can you imagine the outrage? That would have been another impeachment. That would have been the third annual Donald J. Trump impeachment extravaganza. But, there's no one's talking about this except Fox News and talk radio. Hey, Arthur, have you been sick? It's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, I just got out of the hospital, Howie. Thanks for asking. And by the way, it's not the greatest experience, just to be in there. But 95% of everybody that waited on me were not American. So they're replacing us anyway.
Thank you, Arthur. I thanks for the call. I'm glad. I hope you're feeling better. And it's good to hear your voice again. When people think diet, they think primarily macronutrients like carbs, fat, protein, calories. They don't focus on micronutrients, the vitamins, herbs, and minerals your body needs for things like energy production. That's why I take Super Beets Heart Chews. They're great. They provide you with more energy. They're good for your blood pressure. They're good for your circulation. They just make you feel better. And you can perform at a higher level. I took one this morning before I went before the cameras in the North End. You just put a couple in your pocket when you leave the house in the morning. And whenever you need a burst of energy, just unwrap it and pop it in your mouth. It tastes good like a candy. It's wrapped like a candy, looks like a candy, but it's good for you. It's not just full of empty calories and refined sugar. Super Beets Heart Chews, instead of that worthless sugar, combines non-GMO beets with a special ingredient, grapeseed extract, that is unique to Super Beets Heart Chews. Grapeseed extract has been the focus of scientific research for years due to its high concentration of antioxidants, which support cardiovascular health and overall wellness. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beets Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. You can't find this quality of grapeseed extract in just any product. This grapeseed extract is clinically studied, quality tested, traceable to the source, scientifically shown to support blood flow and healthy blood pressure. Healthy blood flow means more energy the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants, and it tastes great. Just two delicious chews a day gives you the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beets Heart Chews. Get your Super Beets Heart Chews today at superbeetsradio.com/Howie, and when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third for free. That's superbeetsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did Joe Biden lie about being told to keep 2,500 troops in Afghanistan, or did he just forget?
I'm going to say he lied.
87% think he lied.
That was a higher number than I thought it would be. All right, 844-500-4242. This isn't getting much play on the in the mainstream media, needless to say, because it contradicts the narrative. This is Barack Hussein Obama, though, was asked about open borders on ABC, quote unquote, news, and the same interview where he said that, you know, it's okay the wealthiest Americans are only paying a few percentage points more in taxes. This is the same interview he talked about Joe Biden's policy of opening the southern border to an invasion by welfare-seeking indigents from the third world. Cut 26.
We're a nation state. We have borders. The idea that we can just have open borders is something that I think, as a practical matter, is unsustainable.
Unsustainable? Huh? Barack Obama said open borders are unsustainable? What, isn't it part of the fundamental transformation of America to turn the entire republic into a third world bleep hole, as Donald Trump would say? 844-500-4242. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff. Sounds like Jeff is gone. All right. 844-500-4242. So this is Representative Joe Wilson. I think this is the same Joe Wilson from South Carolina who yelled at Obama when he said that illegal aliens were going to be on Obamacare. He said, "You lie." And of course he was correct. And he was excoriated and castigated, and they raised, the moon bats raised millions for his opponent, and his opponent was crushed. But anyway, this is Representative Joe Wilson this morning during the hearing of the generals, Austin, Milley, and McKenzie. Cut 20.
Buck stops with 13 murdered Marines. Mr. Biden is disregarding the military advice, and I believe the president should resign.
I'm prepared to begin my questions, Mr.
The president should resign. That's going to happen not in any of our lifetimes. I mean, he may resign, but not because he made this horrible, horrible decision, which he's now lying about. So Representative Ronnie Jackson, as you know, is from Texas. He's a freshman congressman, and he used to be the White House physician under both Obama and under Trump later on. Cut 21.
Yesterday, Senator Cotton asked you why you haven't resigned, and you said you were not going to resign just because the president didn't take your advice. Well, I submit to you, sir, that you should resign because of your dereliction of duty to this country and your inability to do your job and protect this country. It has become abundantly clear that the American people have completely lost confidence in your ability to do your job. General Milley, will you now resign?
I serve at the pleasure of the president, Mr. Jackson.
I yield back my time.
At the pleasure of the president. And he said that January 6th was Trump's Reichstag moment. But, you know, he's the president's underling, and then he tells the press what he said. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We'll spend his time. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Jen. How confident is the White House at this point of a vote on infrastructure tomorrow, or do you think that could slip into next week? Have you gotten any assurances?
Well, this is why we all came to Washington. It's like an episode of a TV show. I'm not in a position to put lick in a crystal ball here. Maybe the West Wing? If something good happens, maybe Veep. If not, I'm not sure. I will assess tomorrow where we stand.
Who was it that said Washington is Hollywood for ugly people? That was reminded of that quote as she was talking about this. This is why we all came to Washington. Ugh. Never liked Washington. Every day I like it less. When my one of my daughters lived there for a while after she got out of college, and I was so happy when she moved back to Dallas. Ugh, a real city where they make real goods and services that people can use. They don't just take. The Beltway is just nothing but takers. And the fact that the 7 out of the 10 richest counties in the United States are in the Beltway tells you all you need to know about the decline of the United States. It's like Imperial Rome. Paul Begala?
Paul Begala? That's the guy that said that.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, he was a Clinton guy, I believe.
Yes, former advisor to Clinton.
I'm surprised the Clinton guy would say something like that. It's so true, and especially of Democrats, even more so than Republicans. 413 Limerick guy says they won't even let Lieutenant Colonel Scheller's parents visit him in the brig, plus he's in solitary confinement, which the left supposedly abhors. You know what? That's a good point, Limerick guy. The left has been saying that it's a cruel and unusual punishment, a violation of the Eighth Amendment, to put people in solitary confinement and, you know, throw you in the hole, 30 days in the hole by humble pie. I was going to say Uriah Heep. I should remember that. And, you know, I was just talking again at this shoot today, this mob shoot, talking about Johnny Matarano when they were trying to crack him. They threw him
30 days in the hole.
They gave Johnny 90 days in the hole. And he wouldn't crack in Otisville. And finally they said, okay, we give up. And they cut the deal they wanted. He only had to rat out the rats, Whitey, Stevie, and the FBI agent, Zip Connolly. But again, it's so true. So If you're a gangbanger or fentanyl dealer or an illegal alien human trafficker, they don't want to put you ever want to put you in the hole. They don't ever want to put you in solitary because it's a violation of your human rights as a leeching illegal alien. But
30 days in the hole.
If you're Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, who's put in 17 years in the U.S. Marine Corps, who's looking at a pension probably worth over $2 million, they're willing to not only take away his pension, not only strip him of his rank, give him a dishonorable discharge, they're also going to throw him in prison. Prison. 844-500-4242. Here's General Kenneth McKenzie, the CENTCOM chief, taking responsibility for the righteous drone strike, as Milley put it. Has anyone asked him in the last 2 days, either a congressman or a senator, whether or not Milley, whether he still thinks it was a righteous drone strike? I mean, I know, again, once again, I know these would be grandstanding questions, like you've heard from Congressman Jackson, Congressman Gates, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, I think it's legitimate to put a guy on the spot. Get a good soundbite that way. But here's McKenzie taking the blame for the righteous drone strike, Cut 17.
That strike was a mistake, and I take full responsibility for that strike. I was under no pressure from any quarter to conduct the strike. It was based on our intelligence read of the situation on the ground. While in many cases we were right with our intelligence and forestalled ISIS-K attacks, in this case we were wrong. Tragically wrong.
And again, Biden, you know, he probably isn't lying about this, but he keeps talking, we can handle the intelligence and we can do the drone strikes with our over-the-horizon intelligence. But they don't have anybody on the ground. They don't have any eyes and ears on the ground anymore. And you're going to have more of this. And it's going to be, you know, covered up by the mainstream media in most cases, although this drone strike was reported by the New York Times and Washington Post and a random acts of journalism. But, you know, they're going to get away with it. But, you know, this is again, the fruits of a failed policy by a senile, doddering old fool who's president. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
Listen, I'm a Trump supporter, and I don't get a vaccine or nothing like that. But this lieutenant colonel, from what I understand, was given a direct order to stay off social media. All right. The military is not a democracy. It's not.
Right.
And when you get a direct order, you stay off and you do what they tell you to do.
Paul,
there's no democracy here.
Paul, should that guy Vindman, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, oh say can you see, as Rush used to call him, should he be in the brig? I mean, he leaked a secure conversation between President Trump and the Ukrainian president that wasn't even that bad. He made up what really happened in it, and then when the transcript came out, it became clear that nothing happened in it. I mean, did anyone has he been thrown into jail? Has he been thrown into the brig?
Right, but this guy, I'm talking about this guy right now.
No, but Vindman tried to bring down the president of the United States on false testimony, and he got a book deal. Schiller is in the brig.
They all get a book deal. I mean,
it's okay what Vindman, you're not really a Trump supporter if you think what Vindman did was okay.
I just don't understand what this guy did. This is not a democracy in the military.
Yeah, you know, but nobody gets thrown in jail for doing this if you do it when you're going after Donald Trump. Why would, and Biden, what he did in Afghanistan was worse than anything President Trump ever did or ever considered doing. And this guy, all this guy did was criticize him. He didn't say, I've got this secret information that he tried to extort a foreign leader to bring down Joe Biden for something he didn't do. Well, number one, Joe Biden did do it. We have him on tape saying he did it on behalf of his crack-addled, alcoholic, whoremongering son. And Donald Trump didn't say anything that was wrong. And again, Vindman became a national hero. I don't understand it. I think if anything, Vindman, and I'm not saying Vindman should be in the brig either. I just think he should be shunned in polite society. But he's not only not in the brig, he's on a book tour. He's on a book tour.
I don't understand what the redhead said today about Biden didn't know about it. I mean, we saw it. I mean, He admitted he didn't know nothing about it.
He didn't
2,500 troops.
Well, he said he didn't admit is the wrong verb. I think
omit maybe.
He didn't admit he didn't know any. He said I don't recall. It was a lie. Yeah,
no one told your military advisors did not tell you. No, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years. We can do that. We can continue to do that.
No, no one said that to me that I can recall.
Not that I can recall. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Paul. Let's see. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, the only thing that Biden can recall is whether he had butterscotch or tapioca for breakfast.
I'm not sure that even is true, Johnny.
I'm sorry, but I digress. This what they're doing to Lieutenant Colonel Schiller is an absolute disgrace. This is the epitome. This is why I got out of the military at 14 and a half years, and I called some people some rather choice words when I came back from Afghanistan. They screw over the combat veterans. It's always the admin pokes. You know, guys like Milley, he doesn't even have a combat action badge or a combat infantryman's badge. He has a combat expert infantryman's badge. That means he went to class to learn how to fight. I mean, he has no combat valor devices on any of those ribbons. Nothing that I have. He's a puke, and I can't stomach these people. And then here's a guy, a Marine Corps veteran, and I mean, this guy, Scheller, who actually dared to speak truth to power. I thought this was a big thing of the liberals.
I know.
Truth to power, and they're railroading him. This is a disgrace. I'm truly ashamed to be an American.
You know, Johnny, you know, another thing that I've noticed, too, in the little excerpts I've read from Woodward's book, I haven't even read excerpts on the other two books that he becomes a big hero in. Woodward and Costa call him Burly. Burly. You know what the synonym for burly is in this case? Fat. Obese. The guy, you know, I wouldn't stand in front of him when he tries to button that uniform. If one of those buttons pops off, it'll put out your eye. God. Burly. This is what happens, though, when you do the bidding of the mainstream media and you're pushing the right narrative, they'll let you get away with anything. They'll
fat, 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 you fatty, you give me those books up.
They'll even pretend you're burly, burly. Eden Pure is bringing back their famous buy one get one free sale on their most popular product, the Thunderstorm air purifier. With more than 100,000 sold and counting, the Thunderstorm is sweeping the nation because people everywhere are raving about how well it works to get rid of odors, kill mold and mildew, and to freshen the air.
You're taking some down to Florida with you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We just had some new windows put in. It may, there may be some kind of gluey type smells down there. It'll clear it right out in a matter of minutes. It starts working in a matter of minutes to cleanse the air in your home to help you start breathing better. And there are no costly air filters to replace, saving you hundreds of dollars every year. I think this one's going down with me. I've got it in my hand right now. I'll be.
That's the display. That's our floor model, sir. We'd ask that you leave
good,
that here.
Good. Then it'll be available at a reduced price, which is to say zero. And there are no costly air filters to replace, saving you hundreds of dollars each year. Find out what you've been missing. Get a Thunderstorm for yourself. Eden Pure guarantees the Thunderstorm to get rid of any odor or your money back. You have nothing to lose. And right now, Eden Pure is offering a BOGO to my listeners this week only. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Pet, kitchen, paint smells like we had last week in our office. Tobacco and basement smells are gone in no time flat with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. This offer ends Sunday, October 3rd at midnight. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
I'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
But the reason people are so upset on social media right now is not because the Marine on the battlefield let someone down. That service member has always rose to the occasion and done extraordinary things. People are upset because their senior leaders let them down, and none of them are raising their hands and accepting accountability or saying, we messed this up.
You know, I don't know whether or not he got this order that Paul was talking about, not to say anything, but maybe he disobeyed a direct order, but he exercised his First Amendment rights. And again, when was the last time somebody in the military went to the brig while awaiting trial? He hasn't been convicted of anything by a military tribunal. He isn't, I don't even know if he's been charged with anything. They just threw him in the brig. Oh, and they gave him a mental health test. How Orwellian or how Soviet Union-like is that? If you speak out against the regime, they say you must be insane, so you have to be locked up. I mean, this is really terrible what's happened to this guy. And he's just a victim here. And And where is the outrage in the mainstream media? It's non-existent. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. It's tough to use overused terms, except when they apply. You know, this is like the Gestapo, you know? But what gets me is that a grunt on the front line, okay, accidentally kills a civilian, or maybe even doesn't, you know, just screws up in some way. And he kills somebody that he shouldn't have killed. Big deal. Court-martialed, the whole nine yards.
Right.
So we got a general says, I did it, killing innocent people and children. And what's he doing? Shouldn't his next words have been, I hereby resign, and then the MPs come in and arrest him and take him away?
I don't know if they arrest him, but you would think he might resign, Dave. You know, it's like the old saying, if you borrow $1,000 from the bank, the bank owns you. If you borrow $1 million or $1 billion from the bank, you own the bank, right? It's the same thing. I mean, these generals are too big to fail. Just look at all the medals and ribbons on their chests.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I know. I agree. And it's like Johnny said, how much combat experience does Milley have compared to, just to take as a random example, Stuart Schiller, the lieutenant colonel in the Marines. Robin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robin. You there, Robin?
Hi, Howie. Thank
you. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I just had to pull over when I heard your poll question.
Yes.
Because it's so bad if he lied, but why is nobody saying it's worse if he forgot? A commander-in-chief that forgot that the general said to leave 2,500 troops?
That would be a good follow-up poll question, Robin. What is worse, if Biden lied or if he forgot? That he was told that he shouldn't be pulling all the troops out of Afghanistan. I think you may be right. But the question, what do you think? Do you think he lied or did he forget?
I think he lied, but if he forgot, they should remove him from office instantly. I can't even believe that's, like, if he said, I don't remember or I don't recall that, I mean, you can't have, Americans are stranded there. And the commander-in-chief said, I forgot.
I know. What does it tell you that, since these generals appeared yesterday, he hasn't been out in public since then? I mean, it seems like he can't make a daily statement anymore. He goes out and stumbles and bumbles and confuses all of his words, and then they keep him under wraps for another 2 or 3 days before they have to send him out. Thanks for the call, Robin. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. Hope all's well.
Thank you.
Hey, retired military, and listen to Paul. There's probably no direct order, but there is a general order that goes out that, you know, you're not supposed to publicly criticize leadership, whether it's enlisted. Not a direct order. And you know, he put in for his resignation. They refused to take his resignation, which kind of baffles me. And he is being made, you know, as an example. It baffles me that this is happening. It's a true definition of a political prisoner.
Yeah, you know what that is. That's very well put, Brian. He is a political prisoner. This is what we used to call people that got locked up in the Soviet Union, right, or any other dictatorship, any other police state. This is what happens in a police state. You speak your mind and you get locked up, and that's what all Americans have always. So appreciated the Bill of Rights because it includes, you know, written guarantees of certain freedoms. And the first freedom is in the First Amendment, which is freedom of speech. And again, I know he's in a military situation and the rules are different, but when was the last time anyone in the military went to prison? And I don't mean Bowie Bergdahl or somebody like that. They're treating him worse than they treated Bowie Bergdahl, aren't they? Am I wrong about that? Bowie Bergdahl, didn't he have a ceremony at the White House with his parents? And then we freed all those terrorists who are now running the government, the Taliban government in Kabul. I'm Howie Carr.